Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You people are nothing but lower class white trash pieces of garbage. Ohio and the rest of the entire world are gonna find out why me and my brother are the best goddamn tag team in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, the one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, sometimes none of that shit. My name is Eagle, and I am joined by everybody's best friend, the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
I really am everybody's best friend.
You are. You know, I'm like one person's best friend.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Big Joe told me once that I wasn't allowed to have multiple best friends. That he was my only best friend.
Yeah.
He was gonna beat me up, I think, that day. Like, I seriously think he wanted to punch me in the face.
So how's your week been? Great, perfect, absolutely wonderful.
How do my weeks go? All of those things, all the time. They're never awful. I mean, you know, it's not like bad things ever happen to me.
Right.
All the time they happen to me. It sucked. A tree fell in my house the other day. Fucking bullshit.
It's a true story.
No, it was totally it's a true story. I don't make shit up. Like,
no.
And it was funny because, like, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and I get the alert on my phone that's like, tornado warning, seek shelter immediately. And I was like, meh. Right back to sleep.
Right.
And then the sirens started going off. Right. And mm-hmm. I was like, meh. Right back to sleep. And then fucking boom. And the whole, like, it sounded like a bomb went off, dude.
Right?
And then the whole fuck, cause I live in a trailer. I'm trailer trash.
Yeah.
But the whole fucking trailer moved. And me and my cat both had the same look on her face. Like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? And, that's the first thing that went through my head. I was like, oh my God, that felt like a tree just fell on my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was raining and storming and like tornadoing outside. So I wasn't going to get up and go outside and check.
Right.
Like, get a flashlight and put my slippers on or whatever the fuck
grown
folks do. I just went back to sleep. It was boom. Woke the fuck up like, I'm going back to bed. So then when I got up for work, there was a tree on my fucking shit, dude. And it like, it punched out the back window. I have like a bay window and it punched out the back window and fucked the whole window unit up. So like that whole thing needs replaced. And where the tree hit, it was like the top, back right hand corner. And it just crushed that corner. Like it hit and then it fucking bounced off and landed between the trailer and the shed and it fucked the shed all up. So I got dressed and woke up to go to work and shit, got dressed, walk outside, tree on my shit, called work and was like, so not coming to work. And I spent the whole fucking day chainsawing this fucking tree off my crib. And I don't know what kind of wood it was, but it was a heavy fucking tree. Like
right.
Just the logs that I was cutting 3 foot logs and not even 3 foot, probably two foot logs even, but it was heavy ass wood that I was fucking cutting all day. All day. Fucking sucked. That's what happened.
And then you got to deal with me just pestering you all week.
It's like, dude,
we got a podcast.
Dude, we got a podcast. Dude, we gotta do this thing. Okay, I do want to explain. Well, real quick though, I do like that you called yourself white trash. And my automatic reaction was, yeah. Yeah. but to be
I
fair,
I know what I am.
But to be fair, I have lived in the trailer parks for quite a few years in my life in down in Doyle's Town, and it's lovely. It was lovely. It was a lovely community.
Like when my parents got divorced, that was my dad's bachelor pad. He bought a fucking trailer out in Randolph, Ohio. Right, it was like BFE little fucking nothing town, Ohio. It's out by the Randolph Fairgrounds, and The people that lived across the street from him were from West Virginia, and they used to sell my dad their food stamps. This is back in the day when they were actually, like, paper food stamps and shit. Mm-hmm. But they used to sell them their food stamps for, you know, half price. Same going rate as today, if you guys can get your EBT cards from your local heroin addict. And then the people on the right of them were Mennonite. If you don't know what Mennonites are, they're Amish that, like, watch TV.
Yeah.
Right? But they still, like, wear the dresses to the feet, and they practice the whole religion thing, but they still like using hair dryers and stuff. And then Caddy Corner was a guy, I can't remember his name. It was like Bill or Bob, either way, but he would sit out on his fucking porch in the trailer and play his acoustic guitar and smoke a shitload of weed and sing about peace and love. And then he eventually quit smoking weed and found Jesus and just sang songs about Jesus, which sucked. I felt like he shouldn't have quit smoking weed.
Right. There's those people.
And then the people to the left of him, it was Kathy and her husband, and I can't remember her husband's name, but they were meth addicts, and he used to beat the shit out of her all the time. Mm-hmm. And then she would, like, come over and try to fuck my dad.
Oh, no.
And my dad would be like, you got to get the fuck out of here. And I'm fucking killing your husband if he comes over here. But, yeah, I'm used to the white trash life.
Right.
I live that life, people.
Live that life.
All we're saying is, you know what I'm saying. See what I'm saying?
Why are we podcasting now? Because when we podcasted before, what happened?
Well, there was a few things.
It was a glitch.
There was a few glitches. If you recall, as you called them, what, squiggly marks, I believe? Yeah. Like, what was it, a squiggly mark? I was like, that's exactly what the fuck, and I played it back for you. I was like, that's exactly what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like, too.
Because I am no production expert, especially when it comes to this shit. And so, like, when something fucked up happens, this is what I do every time, is I stop it, I save it just in case.
Right.
And or, like, I turn it into an MP3, send it to iTunes, and then I close it out and reopen it and cross my fingers. That's how I fixed any technical difficulty dealing with the show for the past
for that we've ever had, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there was that bit of a situation, and then I just kept bugging you. And I was like, what about today? Can you let me know today? Well, because a lot of it comes down to, like, I got to tell, you know, I need to let Jessica know, be like, hey, I'm going to need this time. And so
because she needs to know so she can, like, watch the kids and
yeah,
and shit
yeah, little things. And so I become overwhelmed. Like, we talked about this, like, in one of the very first episodes. When it comes to communicating, texting, I can't handle not being responded to. It doesn't, like, it's just, like, in my system where I'm like, is everything okay? Like, after, like, a day, I'm like, are we cool? It's like, everything cool? And you are the exact opposite. You're the kind of dude who, like, forgets to hit send. You know what I mean?
I do that a lot.
Like, you just answer things in your mind, and then you don't do anything. That's it. Like, you just look at
you're
like, okay.
Like, I'll get a text if I'm a bit like today, mm-hmm. when you texted me about the website.
Yeah.
I read it, but I'm, like, in the middle of working.
Right.
Like, I'm busy, right?
Well, then,
So I read it and just set my phone back down, and then I forget to go back to it. It just happened.
While I'm sitting there in a corner in the fetal position, just like, you know,
just hello, rocking darkness, back and forth.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Just like, he doesn't want me to make us a website.
To talk with you.
Why doesn't anybody ever care about what I care about as much as I care about him?
He's not my best friend.
I would never be the best man in his wedding. That goes to Joe.
You would never be the best man at my wedding because I'll never have a wedding.
Yeah.
I will never get married. My girlfriend, my girlfriend's already been married twice in her life and shit. And I told her, I was like, you don't want a third husband, just like I don't want to be somebody's third husband. I don't want to do that. I fucking love you. I'll stay with you forever until the end of time.
I love you too much to do that. Yeah, yeah. Be like Gene Simmons and shit. Like, make the deal. Be like, look, when we're in our 60s and I'm like, fuck it mode. I'm in fuck it mode. We'll get married.
But Gene, like, didn't get married to her because he was too busy banging other chicks.
Yeah, that's what he says. I almost don't believe it. He was banging other chicks. There was I don't believe it, though.
There was the sex tape. There was. I seen the sex tape.
Gene Simmons did not have a sex
There's
tape.
There's a sex tape. Bullshit.
It was just a guy in demon paint. It was just a dude in demon paint.
You watch so much porn, and you know all about porn stars.
Once again, where do you get off with that? You watch so much porn.
I know you. You know all about porno.
I did know all
you
about.
You still do.
That was like 2009.
Like you don't keep up on porno. You don't just fucking quit like.
You do. It's like General Hospital. I watched General Hospital for years.
If you fucking smoke cigarettes.
I couldn't tell you anything that happened.
If you smoke cigarettes for years, you put those down, but you still watch porno.
I love that you're just stuck on the I'm the expert.
You are. There's two experts in my life when it comes to porn. You and Fuller.
Rick Fuller.
You guys are encyclopedias when it comes to porno.
Yeah. You got me.
I know.
Speaking of titties, you worked an EDM show.
Speaking of titties, that's a good segue.
Yeah, EDM like that.
This was more like the fucking.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that shit. It was a good night. Like there was a bunch of people there, and the show was fucking rocking.
I saw like a video or a picture or something.
That club was packed, dude. And people were, everybody was mollied out and doing their thing. And but so yeah, the end of the night, very last DJ, I'm at the back of the club, like all the way at the back of the club. And this fucking chick hops up dead center on the speakers in front of the DJ to where you can no longer even see the DJ because she's up on the speakers in front of this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Her shirt is off. Look, you can flash your titties all you want. If you're at a metal show, you're at a rock concert, you're at a fucking hip-hop show, whatever. You want to flash your titties? Flash them. Everybody loves titties. I love titties. The first time I ever met you was a fucking ICP show. You were hanging out with a chick who was constantly flashing me her titties all night.
All night.
Some of the best titties I've ever seen in my life.
She's a good buddy of mine.
Those titties are awesome. Thank you, that girl. I'm not gonna say her name. You know who you are.
I know.
So like you can do that, man. Like do that. But what you can't do is like disrobe. You can't undress, and it's not a fucking, it's not a strip club, bitch.
You're not taking a shower.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, she full on took her shirt off, dude. Like, shirt off, no bra, titties out.
Yeah.
And she's like bouncing her ass. Okay, look, twerking. But I can't call it twerking because this bitch couldn't do it. She thought she could do it.
She was.
But she had that like, you know how like girls like a twerk. Like have that nice little arch in their and they're smaller their back and shit and they can actually move their ass and shit. Like her back was completely humped over and she was just kind of like moving her legs up and down to where her ass was moving around and shit. But it wasn't like really bouncing her ass. It wasn't twerking.
No.
She could not do that. She wanted in her mind she was doing it though. In her mind she was the shit.
I've seen it. I've seen the I'm the shit with this twerk and I'm like, dude, you're not twerking.
So, I see this all the way from the back of the club. So now I got to move through a packed ass crowd to go down and be the asshole and pull this fucking chick down. They're not like every dude in the club is going to be pissed at me. And they were. So I moved through the crowd. Unbeknownst to me, we had our drum riser over by the wall that I tripped over and fell and fucking landed on my knee. And I got a boo-boo. I got a boo-boo on my knee on the way. So then I get down front and her boyfriend is standing right there. Right, and he's laughing. He got this big smile on his face. You're a piece of shit. So, fucking, I'm like, hey, get out! I'm slapping her leg and shit. Like, hey, get the fuck down! And she's not paying attention to me, and I'm looking away because I'm not trying to be that dude. You know what I mean? Like, look, I've worked in strip clubs over the years. I've dated a hustler model at one point in my life. I have seen all kinds of titties.
Was she a hustler model, or was she just someone that was in the beaver hunt?
No, she was a hustler model. Like, she was a...
Nice.
I've seen all kinds of titties in my life. All up in my grill. Plenty of titties, right? So, I don't care that your titties are out. Every other dude in the club cares that your titties are out because they don't get titties very much, apparently.
Apparently.
So, the DJ's, like, in between. It's, like, the segue in between songs. I mean, do you call them songs? Are they songs?
Yeah,
I don't know when they fucking end and begin. I don't know when they end and begin. So... I grab her leg and I grab her arm and I start pulling her down, right? So I get her down off the speakers, and when she turned and looked at me, she was cross-eyed.
Oh, great.
And she wasn't born that way. She was just so intoxicated that she was fucking cross-eyed. She was looking past me. She's looking at me, but she's looking past me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm with you.
Somebody, okay, yeah, yeah. There are people that are intoxicated that, like, look through you and shit. They're trying to find you, but they can't. That's what she was doing. So I got in her ear, and I said, put your fucking shirt on. And she goes, fuck you, bitch. What are you going to do?
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. So I spun the bitch around, and I had her by her arms, and I kind of, like, picked her up a little bit and just started walking her to the door, right? And the whole way to the door, she's laughing, and she's going, you know you like it. You know you like it. And I'm like, no, bitch, I don't. I can't stand you drunk motherfuckers. So she's, like, putting her shirt on the way out the door, and it was cold that night, dude. It was blustery. It was very windy, and fuck, 27 degrees or something outside, dude. And I threw her outside. Cold ass titties. I hope your boyfriend's following you to keep you warm, because them titties about to be cold titties. So I throw her out, tell her boyfriend, don't fucking come back in. Come back into the club. Now, you know, I gotta go back about to doing what I'm doing and shit. They ended up coming back in, apparently. Ooh. I'm out back and didn't know that they came back in. My bartender pulled her down because she came back in, got back up on the speakers, and did it again.
What?
I'm just like, this bitch. So her boyfriend is my issue, right? Like, look, if you have a sister or a niece or a daughter or something, like, she's going to end up dating a dude. And you hope that that dude will have her best interest at heart. You already know that he's putting his dick in her. And you don't want to think about it.
Right.
Right? Like, that's that every dad's worst nightmare. You know, every big brother's worst nightmare. Like, you don't want to think about that shit.
Right. Yeah, no.
But it's happening. But what you do hope for is that the guy she's with has her best interests at heart. This dude didn't give a shit. He was just the kind of guy that was like, I'm with the naked chick. I'm going home with this chick. And she's got titties out. And I'm totally getting some. And you're not. That's how he came off. He kind of came off like the sup dude from that one movie. I can't even remember that movie and shit. But it was them two guys that were just like, sup, sup. So, show ends. They're out back on the deck, and I'm talking to somebody, and they're like, "How was the night?" Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, "Fine," except for I looked over and I was like, "I had to throw this bitch out for getting fucking naked. What the fuck are you doing back in here?" And they laugh or whatever and come over, and the guy is like, "Why'd you throw her out, bro?" And I said, "Because you're not doing your job, bro." I said, "Look, man, there's multiple reasons why you can't do this. First of all, it's a liquor violation." Okay, in a liquor establishment, you cannot have nudity. That is against the liquor license. You yes. have to have a special liquor license to have nudity in your club and shit. You can get fined for that.
Remember the XTC?
Yeah.
Good example.
Man, there was some hoes at that bitch. So, that's one reason. Two, like, if you're all fucked up like that, as a chick, if you're all fucked up like that, you're fucked up to the point of being cross-eyed. And you're in a club full of dudes, and you're half naked, obviously, like, being sexual. Because it wasn't like you just had your shirt on. Like, you was bouncing your ass and acting like you were fucking the air. So you're being extremely sexual in a room full of dudes who are amped up on Molly and ecstasy and whatever other fucking drugs they're doing. And they're already sexually motivated. Okay? It's real easy for your 90-pound frame to get yanked up into a bathroom when nobody's fucking watching and get a train ran on you. Now you're waking up in the morning a fucking rape victim, right? That shit happens. This is how these things happen. This is how, like, fraternity rapes happen and fucking date rapes happen. This is how this shit goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should feel thankful that there's a guy like me out there that doesn't give a fuck about your titties enough to throw you out of a fucking club before you get raped. You fucking moron.
Where's your fruit basket? She should be sending a fruit basket.
Right! I love plums. So send them to me.
Phil Labonte. Phil Labonte from All That Remains. Did you hear about what this guy went off to say about being a fucking punk rock?
Okay, now look, I didn't... I didn't read this, but I seen, I think it was, it was probably was Zach Herring that fucking posted something, but I seen somebody post something about it. Didn't get to read it.
So Phil Labonte, he was, put out a press release. A press release. So this is him, just, nobody asked him. Nobody was like, so it wasn't, hey, like, Phil, what do you think about today's music scene? And are you fucking punk rock, by the way?
Right. It wasn't, nobody asked that question. It wasn't an interview. Like, he put this out there.
This is one of the most narcissistic things I've ever read. I want to be that guy that really challenges people's ideas. I'm fucking punk rock. Punk rock hasn't been punk rock for 30 years. For too long, metal has been bullshit. Milky, pandering crap. What happened to metal? What happened to punk rock? What happened to being anti-establishment? I want to bring all that back. Now, first of all, when metal first started, right? And I'm not talking like the Sabbath, dude. And, you know, like the Hendrix and the Zeppelins. Like, there was some shit in Cream, bro. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when heavy metal was coined as heavy metal.
Metallica.
Slayer. Well, those are great examples. Those are great examples of the other side of metal. What we really got was Kiss with no makeup. Winger doing statutory rape songs. Heavy metal was Poison. It was Warrant. It was Rat. It was Cinderella. Heavy metal.
That was hair metal, though, right?
It was just heavy. You gotta watch that documentary.
Okay.
The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2.
Most guys, they don't know how to put it on. You know, they're dudes, they're real clumsy. It's like putting on high heels. You're going to fall all over the place, right? What I do is I take tips from girls. I let them put my makeup on, you know. I get into it. You know? Kind of turns me on a little.
Because they tell you what heavy metal is, bro. they let you know. You get to hear Faster Pussycat explain to you what heavy metal is. So first of all, it's like, he's like, metal has been bullshit, milky pandering crap. It kind of started off that way and then evolved into like the Panteras.
The Panteras, now, yes, yeah.
Because, yeah, there was the Metallica. You remember the Big Four, right? The Anthrax, yes. The Megadeth, the Slayer, the Metallica. The reason that they're called the Big Four is because there was only four really good metal bands in the 80s.
Right.
That's why they're the Big Four.
Right.
No disrespect to Exodus or fucking what, you know, Testament and shit like that. But like, there was like four that were you know, being known outside of their hometowns, outside of the California region or whatever. So,
because there was really only one in the 90s. It peaked with Pantera.
Pantera fucked it up for everybody to follow.
They really did.
And so just want to start with that. Punk rock hasn't been punk rock for 30 years. This guy must have never heard of Fuck You Pay Me, you idiot. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You must have never heard of him. Punk rock exists. Jello Biafra hasn't gone anywhere. That dude dropped two fucking records with the Melvins, done albums with Al Jurgensen. That isn't fucking punk rock. I don't know what the fuck is, dude. Dead Kennedys. Look it up. Phil, I bet he doesn't know who the Dead Kennedys. That's a T-shirt. Fuck you, Phil. Fuck you, Phil.
Well, All That Remains, they're not punk rock.
They're not. Or metal.
Or metal.
Or good. Or whatever. You don't get to come out and say metal's been bullshit. That's your fault, motherfucker. That's your fault, dude. Why haven't you put out an album that makes me go, this is what metal is? You haven't done that yet. Have you made a punk rock record where I'm like, guys, punk rock truly lies within this All That Remains song? Just remember this one question. What if I
go to hell?
What he does next is the most important thing, right? Because
musically, oh, you can't do this. You can't say this. You can't say
this shit.
You can't talk
and then,
shit. Yeah, you know. And
so
then
what's
put out
he
the
gonna
same
do next?
Bullshit. It better
what's
be amazing.
He, what's he gonna do next?
Better be amazing. That it's not gonna be.
Devil Driver is you're gonna love this.
Oh,
you already know, right? They're making an outlaw country covers album. Somebody's been drinking some whiskey.
Somebody.
Are you looking forward to this?
Did somebody get Dez off of wine?
Like, cause
no, put down the wine, Dez. Put down the wine. Try this.
Who are they gonna cover? It's Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Waylon.
Yeah, for sure, Waylon Jennings.
Merle
Haggard.
David Allan Coe.
obviously, doing and they're going to be David Allan Coe is like the king of the outlaw fucking.
Kris Kristofferson. Willie Nelson. Kenny Rogers. Dolly Parton. Calling it now.
Hank wasn't on there at all.
Are you ready for some football?
Hank three.
I thought you were going to say Hank one. Hank two, that's my go-to when I think of Hank.
They can't do a fucking outlaw country album and not have Hank three on it, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
You're not going to be legit if you don't have three on that album. Like, if he doesn't endorse what you're doing with outlaw country,
yeah,
that's bullshit. Hank three's the dude. I'm sorry. He's the fucking dude when it comes to that shit.
Waylon Jennings' son, Shooter Jennings. He goes out, he travels.
Shooter.
A lot of people, Shooter Jennings really cool. I saw him on a show of Getting Doug with High where he got stoned with Doug Benson, and he seemed like a really cool dude. And he's also a wrestling fan, I know that. But Shooter Jennings, like he's got that outlaw attitude and shit. But I still feel like if him and Hank 3 were in the same room, like he'd be like, "Hey, how you doing, Hank?" Hank would just spit in his eye, just hock a loogie in his eye and grab his nuts. Be like, "Pfft. I'm the only outlaw left." Like, that's the vibe I get from Hank 3.
Three, you know, he wants to do his pills and smoke his weed.
Yeah.
I got to smoke a joint with him once.
Oh.
He seemed a little on edge. He seemed like he needed some weed.
He's like, "My dad's so disappointed in me.
But my grandpa's so proud."
Are you ready for some football?
No. Not.
One of the best tours to be announced in a long time.
Oh, yeah. The Lamb of God.
Slayer.
Behemoth.
Behemoth.
Yeah, that's going to be a good... I want to go to that.
Behemoth is so fucking awesome. Yeah, Reverend Jim, my good buddy Reverend Jim, he turned me on to Behemoth, and I'm so glad that he did.
I'm just going
to
put this out there.
Yeah.
That I really do believe, and you're an expert at porno, that Jim should be doing phone porn.
Yeah.
He's got a voice that makes you want to J-O all over things.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
You want to go to this show?
Of course I want to go to this show. This is probably the only tour that I want to go to this year. And look, there's not very many tours that I do want to go to. Lamb of God's usually on it, though. Like, those guys are great live. You know, Slayer. It's Slayer.
Right.
I've never seen a bad Slayer show.
Nope.
Never. They're loud as shit. I've never got to see Behemoth live, so it's all like, it's right for me. It's right for the picking.
It's gonna be a good ass metal show.
Yeah. When does that tour start? When does that kick off?
I know it's starting. Their first show is gonna be in Phoenix on August 20th. So I'm guessing right around that time.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll hit Ohio right around my birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
You know what tour is not coming to Ohio, and this pisses me off? It's like called the Mount Cushmore Tour, and it's Cypress Hill,
yeah,
Snoop Dogg, Red and Meth.
I mean, that'd be cool. I'd rather see Run the Jewels.
But if this came to town, I wouldn't turn it down, dude. I would not turn it down.
I seen Snoop once.
Those are three of my favorite. I like Cypress Hill too. I like Cypress Hill. I enjoy them.
I used to like them. Can we get Cypress Hill and Ice Cube on the same tour?
Yeah.
Can we get that to happen?
Get the tone on the front now.
You remember the show Beef, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that part of the Beef show? I know that somebody jumped out.
Cypress Hill and West Side Connection is what you're talking about.
Somebody jumped out on O'Shea Jackson while he was standing on the sidewalk and knocked him out.
Yeah.
And then took his chain and then gave that shit and Be Real wore it that night in L.A.
That's
on stage.
The story. That's the
That's
tale.
That's the story That's the that tale. I have heard many times.
You ever heard West Side Connection dissing Cypress Hill on that fucking Bow Down record?
Yeah, probably.
Dude,
I'm sure I've heard
damn,
it.
Dude, they,
I used to listen to that all the time. Thanks to Tremendous. Hill. Because look, people in Kenmore would not play that fucking album.
Right.
That West Side Connection shit was getting played, especially by Trem.
Maybe the next show, for next week's show, maybe we should just do a full out hip hop, man. I just want to talk hip hop.
We could do that.
God, I want to talk hip hop.
That'd be dope.
You know what I hate
about? Oh, maybe we could do the show at Jazz Nasty's house.
Oh, shit.
In the motherfucking Cadillac Lounge. That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
And we get fucking Jazz and Trim to talk about the history of hip hop. Oh, there's so much knowledge going on there. You have no idea. You have no idea. Those two guys are the fucking creme de la creme.
All I need is one mic to rip it. Two. All I need is two shots to kick it. Three. Tremendous, three times convicted. Four. I do it for the love, don't forget it. Turn me up in your iPod.
Disturbs working on an acoustic EP.
Jesus Christ. Come, like.
The mic is too hard.
I picked up an album this week at Goodwill.
Did you?
Goodwill find of the week.
What'd you find?
It's that All Hope Is Gone by Slipknot. That album.
Oh, okay.
Is that the album?
I don't know.
I listened to that album, and it was like the best song on that album was a Stone Sour song, apparently, because it was just not a Slipknot song. No, there's not a Slipknot song on that album. That album was awful. I feel bad for Slipknot fans.
Have you never heard the record until recently?
I haven't heard the whole... I haven't heard the album front to back. Like, I heard a couple songs, because it's got Psychosocial on it.
Okay, I know.
Awful
that song.
Fucking song.
Terrible.
So, the only good song on the fucking album, Snuff.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Snuff? Slow song?
I thought you were referring to, like, me being a porn addict or what. Okay. No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, choking bitches. By Fistula, huh?
Ooh.
It was a Sloth cover.
Right.
You know who Sloth is? Northeastern Ohio fucking people? Sloth? No?
Your family's benefit shows. Your bad gift benefit flows. Your family's benefit shows. Cause you're a life metal loser.
Choking bitches is the number one feeling. When I'm choking, bitches, my boner hits the ceiling. Yeah, so the Goodwill, fine. It was $2.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have spent. I want my dollar back. I want at least a dollar back.
Ooh.
I'll give you a dollar for it just because of the materials that were used and somebody had to make it. But that album sucked. It was not a Slipknot album. I feel like Slipknot owes Slipknot fans a free show. For making them spend their fucking hard-earned $16 on that goddamn CD. It was awful. I do enjoy Snuff, though. It's a good song. Thanks, Stone Sour.
Trip Eisen from the band's Murder Dolls. He was in Dope. He was in Static X.
Yeah.
He's really making a big stand, making a big statement. He says that sex with underage girls, it's horrible judgment. Good call, fucking genius.
How about that?
Well, apparently, as I read, Tripp got busted three times. Three arrests.
Three times?
Charges of allegedly having sex with an underage girl, kidnapping and assaulting a 14-year-old, and attempting to lure and entice a child. And he says...
Come on, the buff.
Hey, that was some bad judgment. My bad, guys. You know what? That's on me.
Oh my God! But there's so many fucking pedophilic rock stars, dude. Like that, this happens all the time.
It makes me want to listen to other music.
There was a night at the fucking Post that a band was from out of town playing and shit, and they had some fucking 16-year-old girls in their van. And I went outside of the parking lot and opened the sliding door, like shunk.
High five.
Thank you. And I said, "You and you get the fuck out of the van." And I looked at all these fucking dudes in the band and shit, and I was like, "You fucking assholes know they're 16. You need to start IDing bitches. Get the fuck out of the van." And I made these girls get out of the van. And everybody was mad at me. Everybody was mad. I don't care. Stop being like that. Stop it. You don't have to fuck underage girls. Stop it. Jesus Christ. I get it. They'll do whatever they want. They'll do whatever I want them to. They're real easy. I could just have them do this. And they're like a fucking bendy doll. I could put them in this position and that position. And they'll do what I want.
When I'm playing, they seem so mesmerized by what I'm doing on stage. Instantly, they're mine, you know?
What are you going to do for them?
Anything they want right now that I can do. You know, when I have a little money, I'll buy them the nice things, the pretty furs and the cars and the Rolls Royces and the whole shebang.
You're going to remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking losers! Losers! Jesus Christ. But it happens all the time. Right. This happens all the time, man. I can't... There's so many fucking rock, quote-unquote rock stars on tour that fuck underage chicks, man. It fucking happens.
me and our good friend Trip, my lifelong guitar player, we're gonna go jam with Fistula. Fucking fit. I just want to put this into perspective, okay? I'm a dude who used to be in a rap metal band.
Right.
Who rapped, who used the word poop in like every other song.
You did.
It's true. It's very, very true. The word
poop in between songs.
And then long time passed. And then what I went on to go do creatively was I rapped about video games and butts and
Nerd rap.
Nerd rap. Did that for a good long time, right? Yeah. That was like my thing. And this is my legit rap voice. All right, you ready? Like, hey, what's going on? Like, that's my rap voice.
Rap something for me real quick.
Got a Phantom Cruiser, don't need a road. Call me Challenger, because I'm about to explode. Got fed up with all you jerks on planet Earth. So I made space my turf. I slang Milky Way, Starburst, and Moon Rocks. Got a posse with Mr. Spock and some Ewoks. Wicked, wicked. Some need to know. You mess with me, you mess with C-3PO. And I can speak Klingon, can you? The only alien you know is Nanu Nanu. Misa thinks it's time to eliminate. Jar Jar Binks, I blast him through my Stargate. I'm just a dork like Mork from Mork. Don't be a Darth hater, and you can put a cork in it. Whoa.
Yeah. Give it up. Yeah, recognize talent when talent is in the room.
That rhyme got me so much puss, bro. Got me so much puss.
From your wife?
From my wife.
I like it when you said the thing about Mork from Mork and Mindy.
Because that's how she talks.
That was very sexy.
I like that you rap like that and make me secure in our relationship to know that no other woman is ever going to want you.
you have no idea how often I think that's how it is. Oh my God. She just tapped me because she knows I'm not going anywhere.
No. So March 11th, you're going to be
jamming with Fistula, the most evil, brutal, fucking amazing band. Man, before we go, there is some big news. This is our very first episode on the Lousy Weather Media Network. We are officially a part, finally, a part of the Lousy Weather Media
Moving
Network.
Moving on up.
So a lot's kind of changing, but like not too much. The biggest thing is that we here in a few weeks, we're no longer going to be on Podbean, the Podbean app. So, and we know that we got some Podbean listeners out there, but we're going to help ease you into the transition. We are now over at Audio Boom. Go over to Audio Boom, as Grant would say. Boom!
Boom!
Ah, that felt so good. So you can go to audioboom.com. And we'll be linking that shit on our Facebook. Go like us on Facebook and all that fun stuff. But it's been a long time coming, dude. Sean Ast is a guy who, even if he didn't have a podcast, we would have ended up talking about at some point on this podcast. Because
I mean, we have talked about Sean Ast before.
Yeah, he's the lead singer of Under a Dead Guy.
Yeah, Under Some Dead Guys.
Under Some Dead Guys. Under Some French Fries. Under a Dead Sky. An incredible. I was just listening to him the other day when I was doing push-ups like a man.
He's a sick fucking vocalist.
It's crazy.
Seriously, he's one of my favorites, man. Yeah. It's hard to be that with me. It's hard. Do you know what I mean? Like in the world of like Northeastern Ohio metal vocalists and shit, it's hard to get top billing in my brain. But Sean Ast is absolutely 100%, you know.
He's one of those guys. He should be going in the
top four.
He could hit up the Below the Tide dudes. They need a singer. I'm just saying. Oof,
man.
Sean,
do you have time to do another band? Because those guys need a singer.
Yeah,
because
what? You're running an entire podcast network right now. You got multiple podcasts. You're not busy. Yourself. You're not busy.
You're not doing nothing.
You ain't doing shit.
Do something.
Do something.
Do something, kid.
We're the seventh podcast on this, dude. And I shit you not, every show on the network is top quality. I feel beyond honored and humbled being on this.
Extremely excited for it. And I feel like he's putting together a podcast puzzle. You know what I mean? Because everything has its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting it all together into this fucking like podcast network that's going to dominate everybody else's.
I think that's what's gonna that. That's why.
That's what he's going for.
That's one of the reasons that we wanted to join.
Sean Ast McMahon.
God damn it! I'm gonna crush him. I'm gonna crush all you sons of bitches.
He's like the Dana White of MMA for podcasts.
So we're super happy. We're gonna be getting a website here soon. We'll elaborate more probably next week or in about 2 weeks. By 2 weeks. I think we'll have everything figured out as far as like having archives of the old episodes. We want you guys to love us, so we're gonna do this for you.
Yeah, I want you to love us more.
Yeah,
like porno, because you don't stop loving porno.
You don't,
Eagle.
God damn it!
The only porn that I own is a gangbang porn.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, no. No, yeah, I know.
You went out the chick. You.
I didn't know it. I didn't seek it out. The hustler chick left that at my house.
Okay.
Right. Like she left that at my house. It was like one of hers and shit. And like so, I tried to watch it, and it's fucking like 20 dudes and two chicks. Right, so it's you can't jerk off to it. It's not like something you can just jerk off to
and just beat the devil out of them.
So what I picked up on is that about 12 minutes in, if you just close your eyes, it's almost like you're watching a zombie flick. Like there's two chicks just being attacked by zombies because it's 20 dudes going, and there's like you know a dude like on his knees fucking one of the chicks, and then there's like two guys on each one of his shoulders just jerking off,
yeah,
like just dick and balls right by his cheek and his ear and shit. And I'm like, this is not what is going on. And out of the 20 guys, there's one guy there that just could not keep it fucking going.
And his name is John Cena.
And he's trying the whole time. He's like even like looking up at the sky at one point, like, oh my God, I'm so not gay, and I can't keep doing this.
He's just jerking off, looking up to the ceiling, going like, look, God, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you are, please make my dick hard. Please make my dick hard.
I
wouldn't be doing
this if I didn't already spend the $500 that I'm getting.
I will go to church in the morning if you just get my dick hard, Jesus.
I would always like because you know I'm into blowjobs, right? Like it's my favorite thing in the world. So I would always use it as like a suggestion. Just have blowjob porn on when the chick would come over.
Oh, and just plant like, the seed. And like
you see, that's what's happening on the TV. That's what needs to be happening.
Right.
In my lap. Put your mouth here.
I bet the lousy weather media guys are going to hit us up next week going, you guys are off the fucking network.
You guys.
You were talking about us and you were like talking fucking about the experience. And then you went right into like jerking off next to a bunch of dudes. Expect all this and more, new listeners. Right here on Keeping It 99. I think it's that time, Redbeard. I think it's that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Holy shit. No, it is. Totally.
It is.
Totally.
Oh, okay.
Badass Band of the Week! Oh, my God. I got a question for you, Redbeard.
Fire.
Do you fucks with Satan?
I fucks with Satan hard,
you fucks with Satan hard?
Fucking hard, yo.
I also fucks with Satan.
I fucks with Satan big time.
I was just watching a video the other day, a brand new video released by a band known as Burial Motherfucker. Fucking oath.
Yeah, actually, burial oath.
It's just burial oath. Yeah, it's
burial
not,
oath.
It's not burial motherfucking, because like that would be hard if you Google that. You probably wouldn't find it as easily. They're our badass band of the week, man.
Yeah, they are. Only because they fucks with Satan.
Motherfucking devil coming down on your street, gonna kick your fucking ass, gonna stab you in your fucking neck, Joe.
These guys are brutal. Fucking yeah, they played live at the fucking Post. Sean Kratz. Dude is one of the most knowledgeable cats when it comes to fucking metal. Like he's kind of a nerdy encyclopedia of like metal dudes, and he's got hair.
He does.
He's got metal hair, and he like has a giant German Shepherd. He wants it to be a wolf.
Nice. But this shit is brutal. How long have they been around? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I mean it's got at least a year, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
It's had to have been in the works for at least a year. Sean's had a few projects. All are good.
Didn't we see them? Witch Helm.
Yeah.
So Witch Helm together.
Yeah.
On our dudes night out.
Yeah, we had a dudes night out.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. It was a good time. But it's been a good while since we've played ourselves something so evil. Like, I don't know what it is about evil love.
Well, you know, we probably haven't played anything super evil since Fistula. Those guys should be on a show together.
Oh,
I know.
And you should book it.
Oh, yeah. What? Who? What?
You should book it. If you're interested in checking out their shit, go like them up on Facebook, facebook.com/burialoath.
Check out their video.
Go to Bandcamp, burialoath.bandcamp.com.
Download their shit, snap it up.
Yeah.
Put it on your iPhones.
Tell them we said What's up?
Tell myself what's up. So I have their video up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I've already put it up.
Link to their page.
Yeah.
So click that shit, watch that shit, go to their shit, download that shit.
Yeah, and you're about to listen to this shit as we're about to get the fart out of here. Notice how I didn't say fuck, I said fart.
Yeah.
That was pretty classy. Good. I
see how you did that.
Yeah.
He was like,
about to get the fart out of here. We're about to get the fuck out of here. Listen to some Burial Oath.
Because they're fucking sweet.
And are we going to be back next week?
We will be back next week, but we will be on the Lousy Weather Media Network from here on in.
Yes.
Todd Bean listeners, get hip.
And we're going to be on their show too, March 14th. So I'll be listening out for that. Should be a live fun. Yeah, it's going to be a live stream. And then they're going to be putting it up on March 15th, that next Wednesday.
They're getting drunk.
Yeah. I feel, I got to say this. I feel a little bit bad that it's our first weekend and like I kept having to push it away, but I've let the people know at Lousy Weather Media that don't expect consistency from us.
No.
And all Sean has asked is just don't put that shit out on a Wednesday, because that's our fucking day to put out a podcast, motherfucker.
All right, you get hump day.
So we'll pick one of the other 6 days every week from here on out, Sean. So
yeah, don't have to worry about the Wednesdays of yours.
Yep.
Yours.
God knows.
Wednesday.
Alright, we'll talk to you next week. My name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Rip.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.